A tax bill that cleared the Kansas House would cut state income tax rates. Republican Taxation Chair Richard Carlson said it's a cure for a lagging economy.
To create opportunities for small businesses to reinvest their earnings, to create new jobs throughout Kansas, to give the dignity of work to all Kansans.
Most Democrats voted against it, saying it favored businesses and well-to-do Kansans and will cost the state revenue it can't afford to lose. Meanwhile, a Senate committee amended and advanced a competing tax reduction bill endorsed by Governor Brownback. And a House committee chaired by Republican Mike O'Neill endorsed a congressional redistricting map that would put part of Wyandotte County in a district with Johnson County and part of it in one that spans the width of the state.
Every map that we do on a congressional ends up disappointing somebody.
Top Democrat Paul Davis called it gerrymandering.
It is a map that is purely drawn to help the four existing congressional incumbents get reelected for as long as they want.
A Kansas bill moving the date when first-time voter registrants must show proof of citizenship up to before the presidential election was stalled into limbo as a committee ended its last meeting without voting on it. In Jefferson City, Governor Nixon, as predicted, vetoed bills making it harder to sue for workplace discrimination and harder to prevent workers from suing co-workers and companies in some cases of accidents and long-term occupational diseases. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney didn't campaign in Kansas before last week's caucuses, but did make an appearance in Liberty, Missouri this week. Pitching Missouri voters, the former Massachusetts governor was selling spending cuts.
Obamacare, goodbye. Subsidies for Amtrak and for Planned Parenthood, even PBS. I like PBS, but we borrow money so that PBS doesn't have to show advertising to our kids. Big Bird's going to have to get used to Kellogg's cornflakes because we're going to have advertising or bigger donations.
Romney concentrated on criticizing President Obama and never mentioned any of his Republican rivals. The Kansas City City Council heard public comments on a proposed daytime curfew, which Councilman Scott Wagner said is not an unusual concept.
In July of 2009, over 500 cities had curfews, mostly in the evening, but of those, a fifth of them had daytime curfews.
But the committee again postponed a vote on the curfew, which is strongly opposed by parents who homeschool their kids. The council also got Major League Baseball to ease the rules on signs and vendors so that already licensed street vendors around downtown, the plaza, and the stadium can stay open in the time period around July's All-Star Game. MU ended its days in the Big 12 with a conference tournament win and 30 victories. Coach Frank Haith said he wasn't concerned that the team was not declared number one seed as the NCAA postseason schedule got underway.
That stuff will work itself out. We're not concerned with that.
And it did work itself out. On Friday, Mizzou lost to number 15 seed Norfolk State in round one and was out of the NCAA tournament. This is KCUR.